Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 on this Tuesday, July 7th. Glad you're with us. We are here. If you just joined us on the road, thanks to Oaklawn, who's sponsoring our Summer of Adventure. We're at the Arkansas State Police, brand new lodge where all the future troopers are going to train for 24 weeks here. And then Roger, it looks like a hunting lodge. It is so spectacular. $25 million, yeah. All raised privately through Arkansas State Police Foundation and private donations, like we visited with Elizabeth Anderson today and Johnny Allison. By the way, we're in the Johnny Allison 10-7 Lounge,
okay,
which is perfect. If you didn't get a chance to hear Johnny Allison on the show today, he is outstanding.
Yeah.
And did want to mention, too, I think I've mentioned every name, but haven't mentioned Cindy Murphy and Janie Runkle, who were in the comms department and done a great job in working with us. And Roger, you know, we were here, I guess, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago that
sure.
we went through watching? We actually drove in the cars.
We were in the helicopter.
Yeah. We're in the car, terrifying the cars. It was like 100 miles an hour, and it's a hard left. It's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah. And now no one can, now people can, public can come out here and rent this place out, but people can't rent out the track and do any of that. Somebody's asking, okay. So no, you cannot rent out the track. It is not bumper cars. That comes in October when the fair's here.
A couple other things. This is a note from one of our listeners. Great show this morning. Arkansas has the very best folks. Big thanks to the Arkansas State Police for their service and sacrifice. I pray for their safety daily. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, it's we really got great people here. And then it all, you know, leadership starts with Colonel Mike Hager. And we, you know, when you invite us, you said that last week, You had your first concert here at the lodge. It was the Cody and Nick concert. And so we got a chance last night to see part two of that. And then, of course, then Roger steps in there. And then it's just great collaboration.
Well, it was fun for me to be able to do it.
Now, if you just joined the show, Cody with a T.
That's right.
He's got his own band called the Whiskey
Halo.
Whiskey Halo. Where are you going to be playing at?
We're coming up on July 24th at Cave City Watermelon Festival. We're going to open for Confederate Railroad.
Okay. Look at that. Look at you. Yeah, look at you. And you're a Calico Rock born and raised.
That's
and,
right.
And for you, Nick, you're a Camden.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Camden Harmony Grove. What is the mascot?
Hornets.
Yeah. And Mike, you're a Conway, right? Where'd you go to high school?
South.
Here, turn that mic on. Like, there you go.
Is it on?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, I went to Southside. Batesville.
Okay, Batesville. Okay, gotcha. All right, so boys, what you got ready for us here? Listen, that old guitar looks like Willie Nelson's guitar. It's been,
yeah, that's fine.
Been around a little bit.
It's a 1956 model. So.
Love it. Awesome. Today, by the way, if you didn't know, it's National Rock and Roll Day today.
Oh.
National Day of Rock and Roll. And it's because on this day I mentioned earlier, 1954 on this day, Memphis disc jockey Dewey Phillips was the first DJ to play an Elvis Presley record. It was That's All Right, Mama, which was not his original. That was, what was her name that?
Not Mabel. Gosh, Maple Syrup. Maple Thorpe.
Christian,
was it Thorson? Thorson?
No.
Something Thorson?
But he was at that radio show was at the top of a building there in Memphis. They said it was like the Chisca Hotel or something on WHBQ. Apparently he played it and the kids started going crazy. So they said, would you play it again? And he apparently played it about 10, 12 times or whatever. And then apparently Elvis had heard. They called Elvis. You got to. So nobody knew Elvis at the time. So Elvis comes up there and that's maybe why. Today is sort of the beginning of rock and roll. So, no rock and roll from you guys. What do we got this first song?
Nick's going to sing Neon Moon.
We're going to sing Neon Moon.
And Roger, hey, Roger, if you feel.
I got to get the cameras
Christian,
working.
If you feel the need.
Oh, if I feel, yeah. I'll just jump in, boys.
All right, let's
Roger,
go.
You got to have our back on this, man.
All right.
You got to bring your ukulele.
I'll do it.
When the sun goes down on my side of town. A lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns to blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad tracks, got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone, think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. If you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon.
Outstanding. Very nice. That was right.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Nice. Outstanding. Nice. Easy peasy. All right, what else you got? What's next?
All right, that's nice. What's next?
Yeah, what were you playing a second ago?
It's rock and roll.
Come on. Let's, come on. Whatever you were playing.
Listen to me put you on the spot.
What was it? That was Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Way back in Louisiana, found a new old land out in the hollows and the evergreen. Stood a log cabin made of earth and wood. Lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode. He didn't learn to read and write so well, but he could play the guitar just like a ringing bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. And Johnny be good.
Hey, Chuck! It's your cousin, Marvin! Marvin Berry!
Outstanding. Anything else? You got one more in there?
That was great stuff, guys.
But thanks for sharing.
It's
not just two guys singing. It's two guys who are Arkansas State Troopers for 20 years both.
Yeah.
And it shows it's a reminder that, listen, you guys have lives outside ministry, trooper too, and who knew that you'd go watch you play in a band
this week.
Yeah, that's outstanding. We appreciate y'all doing that.
And he's in the band and security.
Yeah,
at the same time.
I tried to hang with Colonel Hager last night and Judge Hyland, and wow. Cindy, I think she hung in there as long as she could for a while. And
Cindy was a trooper.
I'm telling you, that's the other new thing, Mike, you need to do. It's going to be once every couple of weeks. It's a concert out here. Yeah. you buy a ticket. So look like did our cameras drop during while they were?
They did.
Oh no!
No. It's been tough. I've been trying to work on them ever since.
The good thing is, I think they were filming. They were filming, and I was filming a little bit too. And you know, everybody heard it, so that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get
the audio's there. Yeah,
maybe somebody was trying to sabotage us. I know that you're a Camden Fairview guy, and that you have a lot of colleges that you support. Is there one that you support more than another?
Camden Harmony Grove is where I went to school.
Yeah,
high school.
Yeah, yeah. And then the college in the area. Do you support anyone in particular?
No, I'm a Razorback guy.
Okay, I didn't know if you had. Yeah,
no.
You had your Razorback on yesterday. What about you, Cody? Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I've always said that, we can support other schools too, but Razorbacks are always one that's going to be, the top. And then who is a state trooper, Mike, by the way? Who gets the job of being able to walk out the head coach on the field? Is that been passed on? Is that same guy's been doing that for a long time?
Well, the guy that was doing it just went to CID. So I guess that's up in the air right now. I'm looking at Lieutenant Colonel Aaron to see if that. Desmond Benton. Yeah, so it's a trooper and Troop L.
Troop L's up there.
Yeah.
So. Now, have you ever said, has that ever been a competition for, hey, like, somebody outside of L? It's got to be L because it's up there, right?
Yeah. It's always somebody out of Troop L.
Now, in Alabama, they have multiple. Do y'all have more than one, or is it just one?
We usually just have one that travels. Sometimes we'll send two on larger games, usually just one. And of course, at home games, we have dozens.
Okay, that's the way it works. Yeah, yeah. You get on the sideline too.
I do not. I'd rather sit at the house and watch it.
Yeah. Well, let's listen. You know where that apparently all started? The story is. Have you heard that, Roger?
Mm-hmm.
So the story is it's Bear Bryant. It was his idea, or somebody in the Bear Bryant era, to make him look more important. And it was at that time you saw multiple state troopers with Bear Bryant when he would walk around. And it now has become a thing. It's not just, it's everywhere. Protection is something you got to think about, but probably not the most. It's really just more status. Now, listen, this day and age, it's good to have that protection, but it's just making sure, and then that's just the way everybody's done it. That's the tradition. You don't do that for basketball, do you? Do you do that with Cal?
We do not.
Okay.
Right now, but we've actually talked about that. So,
yeah.
But no, right now we don't.
Yeah, there's no really, there's not much room to walk Cal out. You know, you just basically walk out a little bit. You're sitting down, and now they do have who is the school law enforcement group? I can remember that. I forget campus police. So I remember when the campus police didn't even have guns. Now they got guns. You know, you didn't have guns back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we get any of those today? We get like complimentary stakeout guns. That's all I want to know. I want a shirt. What are the coins and a gun?
Do you guys have to go back through? You guys have been in troopers for 20 years. Do you have to go back through the same training, the physical, every year or every few years to match what you're supposed to be at?
Yes, sir.
You do.
We have a physical fitness test.
You have to be. Wow, that is.
With our firearms.
Is it gotten any more difficult as you've gotten older?
Oh yeah.
It does. Okay. I'm just wondering. I can barely stand up after sitting down for a couple hours.
Well, you know. After 20 years, you know, you might want to get the detail of covering, you know, one of the politicians. You know, you've earned it. You've been working the streets for 20 years and all that. And I think, honestly, because of what we talked about off the air, a lot of it, with all the stuff that you see out there, because you see the dregs, you see some of the worst of what's going on out there. All of you do. You need to go, you know what? We put that in your mind enough now. Let's keep you and use you over here and do all that stuff. Let's get some of the other guys out there to do that sort of thing. I think it's only a smart thing to do so that you can continue to serve and do what you want to do.
Absolutely. Well, you got to be in the best physical condition as possible. I remember, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
Depends on them.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah, and you know, there's some crazy people out there, big and crazy people out there. You got to be the best prepared as you can. A couple things before we go to the break. I want to mention Roger. We're going to be at MENA tomorrow. Yep. So it was on this day in 1987 that Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North began his public testimony at the Iran Contra hearing. Yeah. And that was all tied in.
Sure
that was
right.
All tied in. Of course, there was you know, back there's a lot of. You know, rumors about who knew what, Clinton and all the
Clinton,
things.
The boys on the track.
Yeah, if you've seen American Made. And anyway, it's interesting. We're going to MENA tomorrow, and it's almost the anniversary of 1987 of that happening. Also, Roger, Roger's the king of all trivia. I'll let anybody who can answer this faster than Roger, we'll give a prize.
All right.
First one to answer it correctly.
Draft tickets?
No draft tickets.
No.
On this day in 1981, President Ronald Reagan, nominated the first female Supreme Court justice. Who was it? Go.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Boom. Wow. You make straight A's? You did, didn't you? Come on.
Probably.
Just
he blacked out. I don't know what happened. What did I say?
All right, Roger, here we go. We'll do this with him. Dead or alive,
all right.
Doc Severson. Remember, he was the Tonight Show band. He was the guy who played, you know, it was the band leader. Dead or alive?
Because it was Johnny, it was Ed, it was Doc Severinsen.
Dead or alive?
I'm going to go alive. I'm going to go dead.
What do you think, Mike?
I'm going to guess dead.
He is, today, turns 99 years old.
How about that?
Yeah.
Two for two, baby.
Ain't
that
something? All right, here's one for you. Tell me how old today is the birthday of Ringo Starr of the Beatles. How old do you think Ringo Starr is today?
He's
got to
be 80,
81. He is 86 years old.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's. I mean, we're all getting old, Rod.
He still jams too.
He does. Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
well, and Paul McCartney is, I think, 84. He just sang at Taylor Swift's. I know she did. Guys didn't do any Taylor Swift's a minute ago.
No.
Yeah, I'm fresh out of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and I don't have that. You know, she started in the country. That's how she started. So, we weren't expecting you to do that. Well, I expect at some point, Roger, we ought to all get together, especially as we get Justin back. I'm telling you, we've got the best singing crew there is. I mean, we got the best.
You can't say
our show. Our show has got the best singers.
Yeah.
There's no other show in America that's got three singers.
No.
Because we knew Roger could sing. Justin Moore's got 14 number one hits. Yeah.
So between me, Justin, and Christian, we've got 14 number one hits, which is not bad. Not too shabby.
And Christian, we found out Christian, our producer,
he's an angel on earth. You just can't even look at him when he's singing. He's a cross between Jesus and Fergie.
I can't sing. If I do, I just hide behind Roger. I just sort of hide behind Roger. That's the way I do.
So like, no, we try to go as low as Barney.
I'm the colonel. I'm the colonel in this relationship. Yeah. And not talking about state trooper. I'm talking about the colonel like in Elvis. Yeah. I'm the one who arranges the performances and all that.
He does. He can get us in the big room. He can get us at the casino in the big room.
661. Somebody says Doc still plays. Had no idea. I did not know that.
Well, you know what? They're probably hanging down in Florida with Johnny Allison.
Somebody says, is there a trooper transfer portal from one trooper to another? There is a transfer portal from going for the different troops, right? Let's see here. Coach Cal has his own mafia guy dressed in black with his hand on his belt at all times. That is good. Somebody says, a new track. Oh, the Chuck Wagon races in Perry, Arkansas.
Is that going on now?
It's not the big one, I don't think. I don't think it is. Taking us to break is Neon Moon. You guys did a great job of that. All right, don't go away. We're live from the brand-new $25 million Arkansas State Trooper Training Lodge. It is spectacular. We'll post some pictures, and I know there's a video out right now, too. I'll share that as well. All right, don't go away. 920.
Now, if you lose your one and only,
listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Spain advanced to the quarterfinal by beating Portugal 1-0. The only goal coming from Mikel Merino in the first minute of the second half stoppage time. For Spain, this is their first appearance in the quarterfinal since 2010 when they won the World Cup. For Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo announced yesterday this would be his last World Cup. Then the United States run in the World Cup came to an end as they lost to Belgium 4-1. America was dominated from pretty much start to finish. Charles de Catuara had two goals in the game and assisted on another. Fowler and Balogun, who controversially was allowed to play, barely touched the ball the entire game. Belgium and Spain will play on Friday. Today in the World Cup, Argentina and Egypt will play at 11, while Switzerland and Colombia will face off at 3. Both of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny this morning, but it will become partly cloudy to mostly cloudy this afternoon as more rain and thunderstorms develop. It'll get up to 91 degrees, then the showers and thunderstorms start. It'll cool off a little bit, but of course, those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. We might even have another severe thunderstorm. Tonight, it'll become mostly clear with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Gonna get your Willie on. Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade. Stay up to date with the latest Razorback news with the Red White Report. Every weekday with Justin and Phil on the Zone. The Red White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale. The warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better naturally.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things Lake.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right, 9:27. It's Tuesday, July 7th, here at the Arkansas State Police Training Lodge that will be open officially in a few weeks. Thanks to all the hospitality we've been given. Had a really good time. Tomorrow we'll be headed to MENA. So if you've got a connection to MENA, you call it in there and just say Morning Mayhem is coming. And we're coming for lunch down at the Skyline.
Yep.
I hope I'm saying that right. Skyline Cafe.
You're right. You're right.
Let me see how many years it's been open. Skyline Cafe, 104 years.
Wow.
Opened in 1922. So we've been the Ohio Club in Hot Springs. That's 121 years old. The White House Cafe in Camden, 119 years old. Jones Barbecue last week, 116 years.
Yep.
And then Skyline, just a baby. And 104. So we'll be there tomorrow. They say the food's really good there. The breakfast is good.
Well, I like that. I like the cafe part. I think when we're done with Skyline, and then we go to Blyville,
yep,
whenever we can before the end of the month, we do,
yep,
that. And then we all meet over at Corky's, and we just sit there, and, you know, because Joe's turning 30 years, he's on the.
Yeah, I know.
We go over there and just sit there and just talk about where we've been and sit there and chop it up with JoJo.
Yes, dude. He would love that.
I would hope so. He would love it.
Do want to thank Oakland for sponsoring our trip. I think
absolutely.
I saw where Ron McQuett, who is our favorite trainer over at Oakland, he was up at Saratoga. And I think Wayne and Dylan went up to Saratoga. That's a really cool-looking track up there.
Is that right? Why?
Yeah, it's just because it's a New York thing, and it's not massive. It's a more intimate place, and then they say apparently a lot of, you know, athletes, professional, you know, sports folks go there and hang out and watch. It looks really, really nice. I know Frank had a horse running, I think, there in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, okay.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. From a sports standpoint, 4-1, Belgium knocks off America.
Beatdown.
We haven't had a chance to, Christian, to talk about it. I meant to get to it yesterday. The first exhibition game, I guess you call it exhibition game, for Darius Acuff Jr. Was played.
I've seen him, yeah.
25 points, I think he scored.
He was.
What is it?
He was pretty bad in the first game.
Well, it was when he scored 25.
Yeah, he was 9 for 29 from the floor.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, he had a rough start. He played a second game last night. It was a little better. He was 7 of 19 from the floor. Although he did have some flashes on defense, which we didn't see at Fayetteville. I think he had a steal and two blocks in that game. So there's some flashes. He'll get started in Vegas Summer League this weekend. So. We'll see some.
Is there anybody? Of course, Malik Thomas. Have we seen any other highlights besides Darius Acuff?
Arkansas related.
Yeah.
Adu Thero's playing for the Lakers. He hasn't done anything really substantial so far. And Jonas Adu's playing for the Jazz, I believe. Also, nothing substantial so far. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do people pay much attention to summer league stuff? Or no?
Well, I would imagine if they're not NBA fans, which the vast majority of our listenership and maybe the state isn't, probably not.
Wow. No. We're going to have for our Hawks Home movie review, we've shifted. We're going to go Smokey and the Bandit.
Since, we are?
Yeah, we're going to do Smokey since we're going to a place Saturday and Sunday where Smokey and the Bandit, a lot of it was film. It's down in Georgia, and that's where the race is going to be, the next NASCAR race. It's the Quaker State 400. We're going to be in the garage. We're going to be down in the pits. Saturday night for sure, maybe Sunday too. But
I tried to go to Texarkana when we were in Texarkana and try to find the spot, you know, where they. I think the very beginning.
There's a sign.
Is there a sign?
It says Texarkana. Yeah.
Okay. There's at the very beginning. I think that's Texarkana.
It was funny because didn't you tell me that they've got the geography mixed up in that because they you're supposed to be going from Texarkana to Atlanta, right? Is that where they're going to? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It is Atlanta, but somehow apparently the route that they take in the movie
come through Arkansas.
Yeah. That people.
Well,
say,
remember this is early to mid '70s, so I don't know how many highways were available at that time. I mean, between all that, you used to go through. Once you got into Texarkana, you took 59 to Houston. Hell, I think you can continue on, through down 30 now.
And didn't that have a couple of scenes with Arkansas troopers in it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Are they the ones?
There's
that went
two
to water?
Of them that are sitting. There's a whole bunch of their cars mixed up. The first two guys that go, "Yeah, I was over at that cafe last night." "Yes, son. What are you talking about?" And then there goes the band. "Hey, is that him? Let's get him." And then they chase him. They've got that powder blue car.
Well, I didn't know, Roger, and I started watching it the other night just because we're going down there this weekend. I forgot the premise for – I remember I saw Smokey, or Bandit rather, get up there and go, see, what's the girl, the main –
Sally Field.
Sally Field in her wedding dress.
Frog.
I did not realize. I'd forgotten that it was Jackie Gleason's son's wedding.
Yeah, he decorated a town of $40. She was dancing down the aisle. You know, there's a part that of that movie I used to have when I was at Magic. One of the first cars that I started driving back then was a Durango. Mm-hmm. And it had one of the first ones that had the videos in the back seats. I would pop a DVD of Smokey and the Bandit into the vehicle. And couldn't watch it because the monitors were in the back. But I'd watched the movie so many times.
You do it live.
Gosh. Yeah. You knew the scene. Especially when you would hear him click on that Zippo light and go, click. Hold up on that car, wise gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
What
does he say? What does he say when he gets the sandwich? He goes, he didn't realize the bandit's right there beside him.
Bank robbery. Bank robbery, baby. Compared to what this dude doing,
he's
wanted for a man act. That's kidnapping. And
oh my gosh, you almost remember every word of it.
Every word of it. I mean, every word he goes, and that's nothing. That's hijinks.
And I tell you, the great thing about that just shows you how good of an actor Jackie Gleason was.
Because
he had been in so many other roles, that were serious roles.
So good.
To be a Southern. And of course, we often said, and Tommy used to say it too, is that really the guy should be up for a darn Academy Award, how good he was in that.
There's
you know.
No doubt. There's
and then
no
he did, then he did two. Did he do two and three as well?
Yeah, he did. He did. And three was a horrible. But you had to watch it because he played.
I don't think I've watched two or three.
I think two. Well, two was Burt Reynolds. Two was in that one with Dom DeLuise. Don Williams was in that one and all that one. And then three, Burt wasn't in it, but Jerry Reed was in it. He drove the Trans Am. He put on the hat. He's running the thing. And Jackie played three characters. He played the sheriff.
Yeah.
Then he played his cousin from Canada, who was whatever the Mountie was, and then there was another one. I forget which one it was. You played two or three characters, and but
like
you had
Eddie
to watch
Murphy
it
before Eddie Murphy.
It was so bad. But again, you had to watch it.
What's this, Christian? All right, I'm going to go to Roger on this. This is the line that
Mike Robert
we have in the system.
Yeah,
we have in the system, and he said, "Why are we doing this?" And you remember what Burt Reynolds' line was?
For the money.
I think it was for the fun.
For the fun.
For the money.
For the money.
And then is it
three things?
Yeah, I think there's three things. And he goes,
hold on.
Mostly for the money.
$80,000,
he says. Remember that?
How much is that?
$80,000.
Okay, he does do that.
He does. I don't know why.
Let me find out. Let me find it.
661-1037.
For the fun.
Now, you've seen it before, right, Christian?
Yeah, I've seen it probably three or four times. Yeah.
So, all right, give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Make it snappy. I'm in a GD hurry.
Yeah.
Blocker. You'll be driving the truck.
We already did that.
Yeah, hold on.
Let me try this one.
Where are we going?
Best part.
No, don't tell me. Let me guess. We are a bride in search of a wedding.
No, that's not it either. They're not labeled, so I'm having to play with it.
That's okay. Yeah, somebody said the best part was at the end when the bandit told Smokey to look over his shoulder and he was right there. Bye. Yeah, I can't remember. Somebody said, Roger, you're wrong. Jackie Gleason played three characters, the second Smokey in the bandit.
I don't remember him doing it in the second. I remember it being in the third. Just double check. I have no problem with being wrong.
Yes. Yeah, no, you've sounded much that's the funniest line when you say you sounded much taller on the radio. That was actually. But anyway, we'll watch.
And what was the name of that sheriff? He was from Deason County, Arkansas.
Deason, what's that?
Yeah, that's what they call it. It's a Deason County, Arkansas. My name is Sheriff Branford. He goes, my name is Sheriff Branford. He goes, Sheriff Branford? Why, you sounded much taller on the radio. Then he turns around. What? As the world,
I know. Let me tell you. And then what was he saying on the when he was talking to him on the? He was giving you. You don't know who you're dealing with.
It's when he's on the side of the road again. We'll play it again if I can find the spot. When he's sitting that one guy, hold it! I happen to have my young son in the car. I've been chasing a maniac for over 700 miles. He is wanted for a man act, but that's kidnapping. It just goes on and on. If I could find them all, I would.
Yeah, that was when too.
I may send you a ton of lines tonight, Christian.
That's a ton, right. Christian. Burt Reynolds was a Florida guy, and so one of my favorite compliments I ever got was from Orville Henry, the great Orville Henry. And I would come back, you know, from the summer or going home for the summer or whatever, and I'd come back with a tan. I felt I needed to. I had a pride factor. I represented Florida. And he called me, I think Basil's back, the Burt Reynolds of the Arkansas Razorbacks with his tan. I thought the best compliment I got, he said I was the Burt Reynolds of the Razorback football team. Yep. Which, remember, and if we go to Christian on this one, Christian, can you tell me who Burt Reynolds' roommate was at Florida State?
Ooh, good one.
Lee Corso?
No, I can't get anything over on
never,
you.
Never.
I cannot
never.
Get anything over on you, man.
All right, let me throw something else at you. If Baz was a bandit, who would I have been thought to look like?
Are you gonna say Lil Enos?
Well, that's what Damon calls me.
Hello,
he calls me.
Damon calls you that?
Damon calls me Lil Enos.
Wow,
Damon calls me Lil Enos. And that's, you know what?
He's
Big Enos Burnett.
What it works out on a pretty wet and nice setup. I'm gonna get that girl set up at Thin Street. She insulted my town. She insulted my son.
Look, what is
shut up?
Shut up!
Welcome
to Mississippi, Sheriff.
I was going to say that Sally Field looked really good in that movie, man. I forgot that Burt Reynolds sort of beat her up a little bit. She's got fat calves, and I was like, what are you doing, man, at the very beginning of that first scene in the Trans Am?
Well, she said that made her. When he, you know, started.
Texas Mountie, what the hell is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing now.
And then the
video.
He beat
her up with his word,
no,
right?
He's going to leave me at no church. Decorating up a whole town at a cost of $40.
Right. That's good money.
The other thing, when you go back and watch it, they sped up the film speed-wise a little bit because the Trans Am looks like it's going 1,000 miles an hour. But it is like the Batmobile. Such a cool. Anybody who had one of those. If you were cool.
You know what? We know that Tom Cruise sold a shimp load of Ray-Ban glasses because of Tom. I wonder how many of those cars did he sell?
Breaker to the bandit.
Come on back.
Someone says, I got to watch Smokey the Bandit.
Go ahead.
When it came out, the drive-in theater at Marshall. Now, listen, that's an old school night. When did it come out?
76, maybe?
Now, you boys just stay here and watch the car. There might be some vandals.
That's it.
Someone says here, the route from Texarkana to Atlanta should never go near Fayetteville or the old Mulberry Bridge, even if there were no roads. Is that where they said, did they reference Fayetteville? Mm-hmm. They reference Fayetteville. That was it.
It's Fayetteville. Fayetteville.
Because that's completely out of the way.
Absolutely. But then also Deason County. And we got the DeShea County, because always you try to look up Deason County.
Yeah.
This is Sheriff Bradford from Deason County. Well, this is Sheriff. What's his name? Buford D. Justice from Texas. I'm sorry, but the fact that you're a sheriff from Texas is not germane to the subject. The Germans ain't got no telling you. I mean, we're talking.
Is it the greatest guy movie outside of?
It's a love story.
Roadhouse.
It's a western. It's a comedy. It's got guns in it.
Which is bigger, Roadhouse or Smoking the Bandit? Smoking the Bandit is.
Smoking the Bandit, yeah.
I'm in pursuit of a
better movie.
He's all mine, so stay out of the way.
This is Sheriff George Bradford of Deason County, Arkansas. We are apprised of the situation and are taking appropriate measures. Did you say you are a sheriff?
That's a big 10-4. This is Sheriff Buford D. Justice of Texas.
Texas? You know, of course, that you're out of your jurisdiction. I suggest that you let my department handle the situation.
That's very comforting. But I'm in a high-speed pursuit. Don't you hear good?
I hear perfectly. The fact that you are a sheriff is not germane to the situation.
The damn Germans got nothing to do with it. That's
it. Yeah, I know Justin Anchor's head. He's exploded, or he's already put a gun to his head because he's going, you guys.
Oh, my God.
You got the new George Washington movie out right now, but you're going to review Smokey and the Bandit, which is 50 years old.
Yeah, but it's, you know what? It's better than George Washington.
It still holds up.
It still holds up.
Don't you hear good?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, I don't know which is my favorite. There's so many good lines in that, but that one.
There's none.
When he looks at it, he says, "You sound much taller."
Absolutely.
On the radio.
Brian McCray loves that scene as well when he sees it, because he goes over there. You wrecked this car. He's coming out of your pay.
Oh, here's Cattleman says it. He goes for the money. For the glory and for the fun.
Oh, there it is.
And he goes, mostly for the money.
Very good. Very good.
I love that delivery.
Excellent. That's what it's so for the what now and the glory? What is it?
It's for the, let's see here. For the money, for the glory, for the fun. Mostly for the money. Somebody says, Acres Buford T. that's not it. Let's see. My grandpa came to visit us back in the day, and he loved Smoking the Bandit. We went to Twin City Drive-In every day for a week to watch it. Oh, my God. It's so good, man. It's just, you know, it's just a guy movie. I think if you did a Mount Rushmore of the top four guy movies, that's one. I always say Roadhouse. Is Tombstone a guy movie?
I think so.
Or is it really, is that a?
You know, well, maybe we want it
I
to be.
Tombstone's
so we know
I think
Roadhouse,
a guy movie.
Smokey.
Yeah. Well, what is beside Roadhouse and
What are we qualifying as a guy movie? Because I think The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a guy movie. Like,
It's been so long since I've seen that. I don't know. It could be. I think it's just something the girls like. I have no interest in watching that.
Westerns are guy movies, right?
Well, that's why I brought up Tombstone. But you said, well, you know, I don't know. Is it something like for example, like Roadhouse is a fight 'em, beat 'em up, you know?
I think Roadhouse is on the Mount Rushmore of good bad movies.
Oh, no doubt.
But I still think it's a guy.
Okay,
I think guys watch it more than girls.
Well, I think I'm going to give you a movie that I know is on the Mount Rushmore of good, bad movies, but is it a guy movie? You tell me. And that is the one with Billy Jack.
You know,
that's a good,
Billy
bad
Jack movie. Is so bad.
It may be the number one scene.
It's a bad movie and a guy movie.
It's a guy, because here's the deal.
No, he's got the best line, though.
I'm going to take my right foot
put
it on the left side of your
face.
That's
a great line.
And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it, Bernard. Yep. And he takes him shoot 110 soldiers.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
Someone says Blazing Saddles. Okay, that could be a guy.
Anytime there's
guy comedy
going on, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think.
I don't know if it has a guy movie.
I was not a big fan of Blazing Saddles.
Really?
I always told you that. I never liked the humor in that.
I think Mel Brooks is probably guy. guy movie territory in itself.
Could be.
Oh, he's playing that. Very
yeah, good. That's it. What a great song by Jerry Reed, right?
Oh, yeah, he wrote it.
Did he write it for the movie?
I believe so.
You know, I was thinking if we had a song for the state troopers here, would it be Smokey the Bandit?
Well, they're Smokey. They're Smokey.
Yes.
They're going to be Smokey.
Christian, they've got on the outside of this building, it says Big Hat. They always reference their hats as Big Hats.
Right, right.
I don't know if we're the only one in the country. I have to ask Mike, is this the only trooper organization in the country that uses Big Hat terminology?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. It's kind of always been a tradition in Arkansas. We call it the Big Hat Law, and I don't know. I don't know if other states refer to that at all.
And thanks to the person that straightened me out. Okay, I'm just looking up number three or number two. So Jackie played sheriff. He played his cousin Gaylord and whatever else. But you know, when I got my driver's license and I took my driving test right out on Highway 70, Troop K was out on 70. Now we're what is the built? Hankey's is right there. That used to be Troop K. I remember taking my license. My sister Barbara worked for the post office, and she had given me a Smokey the Bear keychain. I had a Smokey the Bear keychain. And the cop liked my keychain because it was Smokey the Bear. Here's what it was. I'll never forget that. Why? I don't know.
Do you guys like Smokey the Bandit?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, well, he's a guy, ain't he?
So, yeah. By the way, we haven't mentioned Kevin Steed today. What troop number is that?
He's Troop K.
Yeah, Roger got to meet another trooper from Troop K.
Yeah.
How long ago?
His name is Todd. It was called Todd. That was in rural Grant County. That's where I was. Now, while he was on the side of the road, keeping up with things, I wonder, was he playing a musical instrument? Just watching the tight cars go by? I don't know. No.
Somebody
was keeping the streets safe.
Someone says Con Air is a guy movie.
Also a good bad movie.
100%.
What's that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also a good bad movie.
Exactly. Here's the line. Yeah.
Put the bunny in the box.
Put the bunny, but great bad movie and guy movie. Yeah.
What about Urban Cowboy? That's not that goes girls too.
I don't think it's a guy movie.
It's not just a guy movie. It's a chick movie because you're sitting there thinking Deborah Winger, then you had the other one.
Best movie, Jackie Gleason, Paul
Williams?
Paul Newman?
The Hustler.
Yeah. The Hustler's great.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you got to watch
I've never seen that.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Have you seen The Color of Money?
You know, here's the deal. That's a 1961 movie. You want to watch some more heads explode? You guys are watching a movie 60 years old to review it.
Acres, you know what? Acres crazy.
We don't know, but you know what?
People like reviewing movies that they already know the scenes.
You know what? It's like the songs that we talk about. We all know the song. The Joe Nichols and all that. We can all relate to that.
Nobody wants to know about Washington. Just go see it.
But if you
watch it for yourself.
If you've never seen The Hustler, it's a new movie to you.
Yeah. I bet a lot of people haven't seen it. It's a good movie.
That's probably true. Oh, The Rock.
The good, bad movie.
That's a great bad movie.
That's a guy flick.
Oh, the editing is so horrible.
Oh, he hates the editing.
Oh, it's
all right, we'll come
terrible.
Back and wrap things up. 9:49.
Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence. Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Specializing in camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, trailer hitches, steps, grill guards, bumpers, lift kits, and much more. With professional installation on all products they offer. Locations in Conway and Searcy. U.S. Truck Accessories offers their customers twice the service. Locally owned and operated by a military veteran since 2002. Visit in-store, online, U.S. Truck Accessories. Work hard. Play hard.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
It's summertime, and Aleve is here to keep you on the go. Whether it's planes, trains, or automobiles, Aleve's got your back with up to 12 hours of back pain relief. With just one dose, you'll get to your destination and be ready for your next adventure. So pack your sunscreen, your shades, and your Aleve. No matter where your final stop, Aleve will keep you moving. From sunup to sundown, Aleve's got your back this summer. Feel Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
There's only one Ozempic.
Hello, I'm Ozempic.
And I'm other GLP-1s, kind of like him. Ozempic, you redid your jingle?
Ah, thanks for noticing. Catchy, right?
No.
Okay, then. Well, ask your doctor about which FDA-approved uses of me, the Ozempic pen, may be right for you. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and learn more about Ozempic semaglutide injection, 2 milligrams. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic.
There's only one Ozempic.
I told you it was catchy.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oakland Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
All right, wrapping things up here at the State Trooper Lodge. It's the training lodge. Colonel Hager, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Colonel.
Oh, man, thank you guys. Y'all have always been a great friend to us, man. We really appreciate you.
Well, likewise. Yeah, we're proud to support you guys and honored to be a part of it and love to come back out again.
Absolutely. During the break, we've got another one. We were talking about Christian Rambo, guy movie.
Rambo's a good guy movie.
It's a great guy movie.
Somebody said, what was the other one I said, Roger? It was,
you should cut it.
Yeah, where's it at? That gummit I saw. The Rock. No, we already mentioned that one.
Yeah, that's a good bad
Blazing
movie.
Saddles.
No. Yeah, you don't like that one.
No.
Now, while you're doing it, thanks to the person that said
Walking Tall. Oh, that's all. Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Great bad movie.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's a guy movie. guy movie.
Yeah.
And whoever said that I was wrong on The Smoke in the Bandit, absolutely, you're correct. It was number two in looking at it. But number three did not have Bert, though, so I was half right. That was just Jerry Reed.
Mike, what about movie night at the Lodge? How about we do that? We've already got music. We got music night. with Nick and Cody, and then we do movie night.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. I got another thing.
What?
Trivia night.
Oh, my gosh. Trivia night with Roger Scott.
I cater it. We do all cop trivia.
Oh, we could be a package deal. You could rent the lodge and get Roger to do trivia.
I'll do trivia.
Got a great setup in there in the cafeteria room.
Great setup.
So
great
this is
setup.
The Johnny Allison 10-7 Lounge. What do you call the cafeteria?
It's not the chow.
All the ladies know all the things. You need to sit around and ask them.
They
all know what to say. So.
Yeah.
And we've got to get a window put in. We've got to knock a wall out, right?
Yeah, we've
so we can
heard
see
that.
The sunset.
Yep.
Is Phil Elson there?
He is.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. How are you, Phil?
I'm all right. Hey, do you still love Walking Tall, even though Buford Pusser might have committed a crime?
I know. Roger was
just talking about
it. I hated to see that. That's terrible if it's the case. It does spoil the whole
thing. It spoils it all. It really does. It makes you think differently about it. But I was talking with the colonel, and we were saying that movie had a lot of people join the force because of that. They wanted to be a cop because of that sort of thing. Yeah, it's very disappointing. Next thing you're going to tell me, you're going to say something about Tooth Fairy.
I remember vividly
as a
kid.
My dad's a tooth fairy, Roger. I know that for a fact.
Thank you.
I remember being just moved by being a kid and seeing him with that face cast on his face. That blood was hanging out. Yeah. He had a big stick.
Joe Don Baker?
Yeah.
It was Joe Don Baker.
Joe Don Baker. We can't think of any other movie. Joe Don Baker was in Fletch, and he was also a Joe Dirt's girlfriend's dad.
Extra credit for Phil if he gets the Walking Tall number two actor who played because Joe Don Baker didn't play in the second one.
Sounds about right. Yeah, I think the
you
can smell what he's cooking.
Another movie where the story is too good to be true, and that's actually a fact. I think is Catch Me If You Can.
That's a
good
movie.
They stretched. That's a good movie, but they did.
Sure.
Bo Svenson was the second Walking Tall.
Oh,
not The Rock. This was the part two.
Well, the one with The Rock, they changed
that
it.
That was
because
a remake.
It,
you didn't like that.
It was horrible.
Was terrible.
I liked
you
it.
You liked it?
It's not as good as the original, but I liked it. Yeah. I liked the good guys winning. The guy was a great bad guy.
I want to do a poll again. Once again, we're talking about, I still say that in Rambo, the sheriff was a good guy.
Oh, shut up.
He was just trying to keep
the
riff out of town.
What do you got, Phil?
Get out of town.
What do you got, Phil? To put to bed the USMNT's embarrassing performance last night against Belgium. I think that's the right word to use. I did not see that coming. Thanks to Moe's Southwest Grill, Eli Craner stopping by, Susan Irwin for the keys to the weekend. Another busy Tuesday on The Zone.
All right, Colonel Hager, thanks again.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Appreciate
you very much.
Christian, good job back in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow, Roger, and we're going to be going to MENA tomorrow, too.
All right.
Thanks for everybody going with us on our journey.
So what troop is going to MENA? What's that mean?
That would be K.
All right, K. K, we're coming.
He knows K well. Those are things.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here,